It is time now for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them at their website, tqag.com, or on a Tuesday morning right here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And where's Sir Tim off to?
Well, he's in Los Angeles. He comes back tomorrow. He did. Yesterday was the Hollywood Icons and Idols sale, and today is the Nancy Sinatra. Not Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking, Nancy Sinatra, but her mother, Mrs. Frank Sinatra. It's her estate. So that'll be done today, and then that's the end of his travels for this entire decade. This is it until next decade.
Wow, he's going to wrap it up in big style.
Yeah,
California dreaming. All right, we have sleet and snow, and we've got a winter weather advisory for lots of freezing weather today. Did it finally warm up down there again?
Well, it did. Instead of snow down here, you know, we've had a lot of rain the past few days, and it's just the absolute nemesis for Christmas lights here in Florida. Tim, we put out lights around the house at the holidays, and Tim is in charge of the outside. I'm in charge of the inside, and every year we have to worry about when it rains, because as soon as it does, everything shorts out.
Well, you guys just gotta have my heavy duty stuff, you know.
Well, I don't understand how they do it on this television show where they've got these homes decorated with hundreds of thousands of lights and they're on, you know. But I don't know what their secret is, but I wish we knew, because it's so frustrating, because everything just explodes and we're sitting in the dark.
Because you're probably
all of that hard work
on the outside. You guys are probably using not the big, really thick industrial extension cords.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of using the new lights that are LED.
Yeah.
You can hook them all together and plug them all into basically one plug, and we do have that, and we've got everything wrapped around to protect the where you plug them together, so they no moisture gets in there. But what I'm thinking is, it doesn't matter, because you get a couple of drops of light around a light bulb, and you know. Water and electricity don't mix. Let's just be honest.
Let's just
cut to the chase.
You know, we have these babies covered up with ice and snow and everything, and they stay on for centuries.
I keep saying that to Tim. I said, well, how do they get away with this up north? Snow is wet.
Well, we have hardier lights up here. That's why. We have hardier lights. That's all. That's the answer to that question.
Well, I have to tell you, the sale yesterday, I followed it some and for a couple of hours, actually. It was a pretty large sale. And one of the things that was up for sale was the first issue of Playboy magazine, signed by Hugh Hefner. And it was these are some of the things that didn't sell in the original Hefner sale. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, because you would have thought when the sale originally happened last year that this would have sold like hotcakes, but we were really shocked that it didn't. But this year they put it back up, and it was estimated at 6,000 to 8,000. Sold right in the mean of the estimate. It sold for $7,600, and because this was the first issue signed by Hugh Hefner, and it had, of course, you know, 1953, it had Marilyn Monroe on the cover. So we thought for sure this was going to go crazy last year. And honestly, I'm a little disappointed. I know $7,600 for a magazine is outrageous. But I would have thought that it would have sold for a lot more than that. So, but, you know, it did sell after all, and somebody, I think, got a great deal. And we'll see what happens in the future if it ever comes up again for sale. So, but the highlight of the sale was the Superman cape from the original Superman movie with Christopher Reeve. And this was, it was estimated at 100 to 200,000, and it sold for just a little over 193,000. So there, that was, you know, that's what you call good estimating, pre-auction estimates, when they, you know, it doesn't sell below, or it doesn't go way out and sell for a tremendous amount, which would mean that possibly the estimate was a little too low to begin with. This was just estimated perfectly, and it sold within the means of the high and the low. And it was fun to read about this, because this particular cape, this was not the only one. There were several, but this was one of the capes that was in the original that was worn by Christopher Reeve, and they used it as a promotion for the second Superman movie, and they did a national contest, and you had to answer 25 questions, trivia questions about Superman and everything Superman, and there were several thousand entries, and there were only 21 people who answered all 25 of them correctly. Those 25 winners were put in a hat, and Christopher Reeve drew the winner. And the winner ended up winning that original cape. So... And there were letters from the studio. There were letters. It was really a fabulous, fabulous Hollywood lot. And so that was the highlight of the auction. And we'll see there again what will happen in the future when these things come up. But the other thing that was very big in the sale was all of the Star Trek and Star Trek Next Generation costumes and props. It never ceases to amaze me of the popularity of Star Trek and how it continues to increase in value. Not exponentially, but it does hold its value and usually increases somewhat. It seems that that's the trend. So it'll be interesting with all of the new Marvel things that are coming out, and to see how that memorabilia performs in the future, because the old Star Trek stuff is. Those were the days when, you know, they didn't have CGI and they didn't have all of this digital artificial intelligence, creating things. So I'm not exactly sure what will come up for sale for these things, but it'll be an interesting thing to keep track of as these things do come up for auction. And usually Julian's ends up with them because they're sort of the preeminent Hollywood memorabilia and movie memorabilia site to sell. So they have one auction left this year, and it's tomorrow, and it is the sketches of Bob Mackie. So, and they'll end the decade with a Mackie sketch sale, which his things actually do pretty well. And, you know, they're actually I would consider them pop culture art because they're so spectacular. His art, his sketches are always interesting, and they're usually quite beautiful. So it will be interesting to follow that sale tomorrow. Once that's done, we're done for the holidays at least.
Now, how many sketches are going to be? Are there lots of them? I can't imagine there would be like hundreds of them.
No, actually, it's a rather small grouping. I think there are only 15. 15, that's what's online, the auction. So I'm not exactly sure why there are so few or why they're doing the auction with just 15. So unless something's askew in on the internet, but there I have been watching it, and there are only I think 15 lots that come up online. So it'll be interesting to see how that what that does. So and these are all things that were so a lot of them have were things that were from previous auctions, and it'll be interesting to see how it does. I think what will happen is in the future, if anything comes when Bob Mackie passes away in his estate, I can't even begin to imagine how that sale's going to happen work, because the costumes and all the sketches, and he has had such an amazing life and career that I think it's going to be. He's had such an impact on the entertainment industry that that's probably going to end up being quite a sale. So, but we'll see. It's a nice way to end the auction year here, and the decade, which I can't believe it's going to be 2000 or going to be 2020 in less than 3 weeks. So
It's
where does the time go?
not that far away at all. Yeah, guys. So now, are you guys now next time you would be on will be Tuesday. Jill and I'll be here Christmas Eve morning. Would you guys want to do it next Tuesday?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
We have to take the decade out with class.
In
What are you
style.
talking
All right.
about?
All right. Well, then we'll check with you guys next Tuesday, and have safe travels back for Tim, and hold down the fort, and I'm telling you, get better extension cords.
Oh, yeah.
All
Okay, we'll
right,
talk
great.
to you next week.
Take care. That's Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. Once again, you can find them at tqag.com on the web.